CBS News, a special report. Another attempt to assassinate President Gerald Ford. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
Hey! My God, there's been a shot.
Stay back!
Stay back! On the sidewalk.
We're being pushed back by the police. Somebody has fired a shot here. We don't know if anybody's been hit. My God. Somebody fired a shot.
One shot was fired. It did not hit the president. That was KCBS reporter George McManus, who was covering President Ford's departure from the St. Francis Hotel at about 6:30 p.m. New York time. The president shook no hands, but was waving by his limousine when the shot was fired. The Secret Service told him to duck down, which the president did. And then he was quickly pushed into the car and whisked to the airport. At this time, the president and Mrs. Ford are aboard Air Force One, safe and sound, flying back to Washington after a long weekend in California. In custody in San Francisco is a woman identified as Sarah Jean Moore, said to be about 46 years old. San Francisco Police Lieutenant Frank Jordan said she was standing about 35 or 40 feet away from the president. She produced a .38 caliber revolver, said Jordan, and fired one shot, fortunately striking no one. The loud report transformed the cheers of the waiting crowd to screams, and police rushed in. Captain William Conroy of the San Francisco Police said the Secret Service had checked on the woman Sunday night because she was on a list of potential threats to the president. Conroy said the Secret Service examined her and passed her. The captain said Sarah Jean Moore, no known address, was a known activist who had been involved with a massive food giveaway organized last year in an effort to free the kidnapped Patricia Hearst. She now is being questioned. Moments after that shot was fired, correspondent Phil Jones spoke to two eyewitnesses.
I only seen that people grabbed the hand and the gun in the air, you know, and it was like within a split second, like bang, bang, like, just like half a second of fire, we just grabbed. It was just a wall of people. Like, but it was a silver revolver, it looked like to me. Well, I was 5 feet away, and yet, like that, everybody covered up, you know? Everybody covered the person up.
What was the president's reaction?
Almost panic. He looked very, very startled, like he was just wanted to sheer panic almost. And then within a matter of a moment or so, the Secret Service has literally manhandled him and threw him in the car. And within a matter of perhaps 2 seconds, he was inside of the car. And I never saw anybody manhandle somebody else so fast. I think there must have been four or five Secret Service men on top of him, shoving him down, throwing him in the back seat of the car.
The smoke was across the street, and the president was on this side, standing around waving when the shot happened.
And what was his reaction?
The same reaction you'd have if someone shot at you. He looked pretty startled.
At about the same time in that melee, police were picking up Sarah Jean Moore, the approximate 46-year-old woman who was carrying the .38. President Ford's television consultant, Robert Meade, was walking out of the St. Francis Hotel with Mr. Ford, discussing a television interview which had just taken place.
We were standing next to his limousine, the right-hand side of his limousine, when we heard something that appeared to be a shot. The next thing I knew, the Secret Service asked the president to get down. They didn't shout. They didn't grab him or throw him down. They just asked him very quietly to get down. He stooped to on his knees, and they hovered over him. They opened the car door. They put him in, and we sped off here to the airport. He got to the airport. He was not hit. He looked very normal. He shook hands on the bottom of the ramp with the police officers, as he normally does. He went up the ramp to board the aircraft. Normally, he got to the top of the ramp, and just like always, he turned and waved to the crowd, got on board, and the airplane took off to Washington.
Meade says Mr. Ford had nearly reached his limousine when the shot was heard.
He was no more than 3 or 4 feet from the car. I would say three-fourths of his body was shielded from the direction of from where the shot came, and he was very close to the car.
Presidential aide Robert Meade recalls seeing a woman being taken into custody.
The only thing I can recall is that after I heard the shot, I looked across the street, almost directly across from the limousine, perhaps a little bit to my right, and I saw a woman who was being grabbed by some spectators.
Presidential aide Robert Meade interviewed as Mr. Ford's plane departed for Washington. That woman, he mentioned, has been identified by the San Francisco police as Sarah Jean Moore, said to be about 46, a political activist. Jerry Landay talked with CBS News White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint, who was traveling with the president at the time of the shooting incident. Landay asked Pierpoint where the president was at the time of the shot.
The president was actually outside of the limousine, had just arrived and was waving to the crowd and saying, "Hi, how are you?" At the time that the shot was fired, the Secret Service then told him to crouch down, and they did not shout at him. They were very cool about it, but they told him to crouch down, and they immediately hustled him inside the limousine, and the limousine sped away at a very high speed. Now, we do have an indication of who the person might be. The San Francisco Police Department says they have apprehended a 46-year-old woman named Sarah Jean Moore. And they also say that she had a .38 caliber weapon with her, a pistol, and she fired one shot from it.
Do we have any idea, Bob, how close the shot may have come to the president?
All I can tell you is that the bullet fell at the feet of a man who was standing in a position that would have been about 15 to 20 feet from the limousine. But, of course, the bullet looked to me, the fragment looked to me like it had ricocheted, so I really don't have any idea.
What effect is this going to have? We've had now two attempts, apparent attempts, on the president's life within 3 weeks. After the first attempt, Bob, the president indicated that no one would hold him or the government hostage at the point of a gun, I think his words were. What happens now, do you think?
It would seem to me, as a number of us have discussed, that the president is simply going to have to start limiting his movements for a while, because these things, after all, we're talking about people who are liable to be stimulated by others who attempt them, so that these things have a cyclical effect. And I would think that the president must now reconsider the idea that he can move around as freely in public. I know the Secret Service and a lot of other people feel that he ought to be more cautious for a while at least.
CBS News White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint talking with San Francisco, from San Francisco with Jerry Landay. Repeating the story again, a shot was fired about an hour and a half ago. One shot fired at President Ford in San Francisco. It missed. The president now is safe aboard Air Force One with Mrs. Ford, flying back to Washington. One suspect identified as Sarah Jean Moore is in custody. This has been a CBS News special report, another attempt to assassinate the president. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News.